Will Wisconsin's leaders strike a deal to reduce property taxes? Republican leaders in the Senate and Assembly have different ideas. It's Thursday, February 12th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, the state Supreme Court hears arguments about a race-based student retention program. And state lawmakers have introduced bills to legalize marijuana for the past 13 years, including this year.
The will of the people is clear on this issue, and today we're acting on it.
So why do these bills never pass in Wisconsin? Anya Van Wagtendonk has the story. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at wpr.org/travel.
Governor Tony Evers and GOP legislative leaders may be hammering out a deal to trade school funding for property tax relief. But there's a split between Republicans who run the Senate and Assembly. Senate Republicans say they won't negotiate unless Evers agrees to repeal his 400-year veto. That's when he extended school revenue limit increases for four centuries. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to a deal that does not include that repeal.
I think the 400-year veto is wrong, but I also think that the most important for us is to make sure that the surplus is given back to people to help deal with rising property taxes, rising electric costs, and all the associated things dealing with inflation.
According to Evers' team, they've offered to put state surplus money toward property tax relief and exempting cash tips from the income tax. In exchange, Evers wants more money going toward schools and special education. Wisconsin native Jordan Stolz broke an Olympic record and won his first-ever gold medal yesterday in Milan. The 21-year-old took gold in the men's 1,000-meter speed skating race. He finished in 1 minute 6.28 seconds. That's the Olympic record for the race, though it's short of the world record that Stolz himself has held since 2024. Stolz, who is from Keewaskum, beat out a Dutch skater who won silver in the race. It was Stolz's first race of the Games. He'll compete in the men's 500-meter on Saturday and race again next week. He is favored to win gold in all four events he's skating in. Republicans in the Wisconsin Senate have passed a series of bills aimed at banning gender transition surgeries for minors and dictating which school sports teams they can play on. Rich Kramer has more.
The bills would require K-12 schools and state universities to block transgender individuals from playing on sports teams that don't correspond with the gender listed on their birth certificates. In addition to banning gender reassignment surgeries for youth, the legislation would let people sue hospitals for any injuries caused by the procedures. Democrats accused Republicans of using trans kids as political pawns. Republican Senator Corey Tomchick of Mosinee accused Democrats of political theater and said there are only two genders.
No trans, no cis. Male, female, end of story. Genetics. Anyone allowing someone who is a minor to make irreversible decisions is a catastrophic failure of parenting and society in general.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers is all but certain to veto the bills. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Republican lawmakers have put forth dueling bills to regulate wake surfing and operation of wake boats. One proposal received a hearing yesterday. The boats are designed to enhance a boat's wake, creating large waves people can surf. But they've sparked controversy on Wisconsin lakes. Republican State Senator Dan Fine and Representative Rob Brooks introduced a bill that requires wake surfing to happen at least 200 feet from shore. They have since proposed raising that to 300 feet. In a hearing broadcast on Wisconsin Eye, Jefferson County resident Scott Polster says he wake surfs and supports the bill. But opponents say the bill doesn't go far enough to protect lakes or local control. Another GOP bill would require the boats to operate in water at least 20 feet deep and 500 feet from shore. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday about whether undergraduate retention grants for students of certain ethnic groups are constitutional. Corrine Hess reports the case comes to the state's high court 2 years after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that significantly curtailed race-based college admissions.
Charlotte Gibson argued on behalf of the state. She says the program corrects disproportionate educational opportunities without hurting non-minority students.
No financial dollars were lost from any race-neutral program, and the students and the program doesn't unduly burden non-minority students.
But Justice Brian Hagedorn challenged her argument.
It awards purely on the basis of race, right? To get in the door is a threshold question. You need to be in certain racial categories and not other racial categories, right?
That's correct.
A Wisconsin appeals court ruled that the grant program violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. A ruling is expected in July. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Milwaukee food processing plant will close later this year. It could leave 221 workers out of a job. Cargill Meat Solutions filed a layoff notice with the State Department of Workforce Development this week. The company says it plans to permanently close its protein processing plant in Milwaukee. On social media, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said the city's Menominee Valley used to be a center of the meatpacking industry with thousands of jobs. He said, quote, Cargill's departure marks the end of an era. The company said production is expected to end in April, and the plant will close around the end of May. Legislation regulating at-home bakers is back before state lawmakers this year, but as Hope Kerwin reports, advocates worry the bill would stifle small business growth.
The Republican-authored bill would allow cottage food producers who operate from home to sell foods that don't need to be kept hot or cold. These makers are currently limited to selling baked goods under an exemption created by a 2017 lawsuit. But the bill would also require producers to undergo an inspection in many cases and cap their sales at $40,000. Joby Murray is board president of the Wisconsin Cottage Food Association and an at-home baker. She says that's too low.
You know, I have a family of five. My grocery bill is at least $800 a month. Like, I'm barely covering groceries if I'm making $40,000 a year in revenue from my home bakery.
Supporters of the bill say it protects local buyers while allowing small businesses to expand their operations. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, advocates and some legislators have spent years pushing to legalize marijuana. Why hasn't Wisconsin done it? That's right after this.
At Morning Edition, we take the news as it comes, day by day, story by story. We break it all down for you on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Public support for legalizing marijuana continues to climb, and in dozens of states, legal weed is now the norm. But with Wisconsin's legislative session set to wrap up soon, it appears that, once again, it won't be joining those ranks. WPR Capitol reporter Anya Van Wagtentonk breaks down why Wisconsin has remained a relative outlier.
Welcome to the State Assembly's parlor, home to many a Capitol press conference, where ideas big and small are unveiled to the world. On a recent morning, there are Democratic legislators on one side of the lectern wearing blazers and suits. On the other side, there are activists. One man wears a hoodie, another wears a tie with a marijuana leaf print. They're introducing a bill to legalize weed for recreational and medicinal purposes. Milwaukee Representative Darren Madison says he feels like this is their year.
The will of the people is clear on this issue, and today, we're acting on it.
But it's only fitting that this press conference is taking place on Groundhog Day, because Democrats have introduced bills to legalize cannabis every session since 2013, and they never go anywhere. Nearly half of all states have legalized recreational marijuana, including three of Wisconsin's Midwest neighbors. For medicinal purposes, it's legal in 40 states, but not Wisconsin. And it's pretty widely accepted that this won't change this year. When it comes to why, there are a few theories.
I believe that everybody should have access to what is a beautiful medicine.
Rachel Cartwright is a cannabis activist who splits her time between Jefferson County and the Dells. She's been passionate about legalization ever since her mom used THC and CBD to treat chronic pain and get off prescription meds. Cartwright's theory is that in a state where drinking culture runs deep, the alcohol industry keeps other drugs at bay.
I try not to sound really conspiracy theory here, but there are a little bit of dark forces here in Wisconsin.
This idea is shared by some cannabis advocates. Others see a clearer roadblock. Powerful Republicans who run the legislature simply don't want recreational marijuana, like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
For some who have kind of decided it's going to be a for-profit enterprise and a new industry in Wisconsin, that's not what it's about.
Voss supports a very limited state-run medicinal system. Senate President Mary Falzkowski sees the issue differently. Here she is on Wisconsin Eye.
He is pretty dug in on his vision of having state-owned dispensaries, but yet we know it's DOA dead on arrival.
In the Senate.
It is.
They could compromise, especially in an election year when lawmakers like to pass stuff that's popular. But Robert Mikos, a drug law expert at Vanderbilt University, says even though legalization has widespread support, it does not sway most voters.
It's hard to think of any other issue where you get such overwhelming consensus. So why haven't some states like Tennessee and Wisconsin budged? I think it's precisely because this issue, it's like the 10th or 20th most important thing on voters' minds.
And there's a catch to all of this. You may have noticed stores and gas stations all over the state selling other intoxicating products with ingredients derived from cannabis plants. That's because a federal loophole that opened in 2018 allowed a whole unregulated industry to flourish selling products derived from hemp. Rachel Cartwright, she's part of that industry. She sells therapeutic CBD oils and runs a cannabis wedding business. And so these days, she's lobbying for guardrails around the industry that already exists.
We're at a point at which it's so acceptable to just, like, you know, have grandma using the gummies that she, you know, maybe gets from the kids who bring them to her.
Which could be another reason traditional cannabis is still not legal here. With or without it, there are plenty of ways to light up in Wisconsin. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Anya Van Wagtendonk.
Taking a look at weather now, mostly cloudy this morning over the southwest half of the state and more sunshine elsewhere. Highs will likely reach the low 30s north and near 40s in the south. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy and chilly with lows hovering around 10 in the northern part of the state. While the southern border expect temperatures near 20. And then tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and warmer. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Rob Menser. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.